तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। रिपीट मी नमामीश्वरम् सचिदानन्दरूपम् लसत्कुण्डलम् गोकुले भ्राजमानम् You cannot follow in this tone, then another tone. Namami Swaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Prajamanam
Namami Swaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Prajamanam
Jasoda Bhiyo Lukha लाद्धावमानम् परामिष्टमत्यन्ततो धृत्य गोप्या नमामि स्वारम् सचिदानन्दरूपम् लासत् कुण्डालं गोकुले भ्राजमानम्
नमामि स्वारम् सचिदानन्दरूपम् लासत् कुण्डालं गोकुले भ्राजमानम्
इन दिस अष्टक द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण दिस स्पेशल Damodar Lila has been
glorified.
It has taken from Srimad Bhagavatam. I told in morning that Krishna, being the supreme personality of Godhead, he is Ishwar of Ishwar of Ishwar, he is Sarva Karanam. He is cause of all
causes.
All
causes.
But still, he is testing Vatsalya Rasa. And he is running here and there, naked, with so sweet
waist belt.
Bells. Sometimes Krishna hears himself. From where sound is coming? No? I am playing. And thus, he made something so that Yashoda was running and following Krishna. At last, he catch hold. So we should promise that in this very life, I will have to pursue Krishna. Forgetting everything, Yashoda forget everything, to eat, drink, to bathe, everything. And he was only absorbed in Krishna. She ran more quickly than Krishna himself. Krishna runs such a way that demons like Jarasandha, Kaljaman, they cannot touch Krishna. They are thinking, oh yes, I am come nearer, nearer, and about to touch. But they saw at once that quickly Krishna turned over and went miles and miles away from them. They cannot touch. Even the purified mind, in lakhs and lakhs years of yogi, they cannot touch by mind of even the lotus feet of Krishna. They are very far away. Mainly, the devotees like Yashoda can run more than Krishna. They can love more Krishna than Krishna loves that devotee. And they can control Krishna. Otherwise not. When Yashoda took the hands of Krishna in her hands, he took by his left hand, Krishna right hand. And he took a stick in his right hand. Should I
beat you?
And Krishna was going here, here, there. Mother, don't beat me. Don't beat me. And weeping so loudly, tears were coming. And by one hand, by left hand, Krishna was doing like?
Rubbing his eyes.
So, kajal mixed with this eyes water, both are coming like Ganges and Jamuna and mixing here in Prayag. Very good scene. They, what name of Rishi? Satyavrata Muni. He is telling, oh, if you are smiling, oh, very beautiful, but I think it is more superior that you are weeping and doing life like this, and you look very beautiful. So I want that this, your face, red, weeping, taking so much big breaths and weeping, you should come in my heart. I don't want any kinds of other benediction. Never. So, he is praying like this. Krishna was weeping bitterly. So, all the gopis who were assembled there, they requested Yashoda, oh, you should not chastise more, and you should not beat with this cane. Be kind to this boy. We know that in this about matured age, we have a son like this boy, very beautiful and so soft, and now you are being so cruel and beating with cane. You should be merciful. Yashoda told, yes, I will not beat you, but I will bind you so that you should be careful for future. I will punish you. By the help of that Odokhal grinding motor, you were stalling, I will punish both. Because those who are culprit and those who are helping him, both are culprit. So, the helper, that is grind motor, is also culprit. So, I will bind both together and punish. Why she was doing so? She was thinking that Krishna is very, what? Nanava, Dhurtmane. Krishna is naughty boy. He may, if I will chastise him, I have chastised him, so just he can go to Brahmandghat and jump in Jamuna. because he is now in anger, and he may go to any forest, give it me, but I don't want. I know that he is a boy, little boy, baby. If I will bind him, and after that he will be pacified, then I will go and give my milk, and then he will be more satisfied, and then he will forget everything. But now if I am making him free, then he will go anywhere in the dense forest, and he will not return. And what will be at that time? Any dangerous animal can attack, or he can drown in Yamuna. So I should be careful. I will bind. And thinking so, she told his sakhis that bring some rope. I will bind him here with that mortar. The sakhis were telling him that he should not bind him. He should give milk and he will be pacified. But he was promised, he promised that I should make him purify. I will punish him so that he may, for future he will be a good boy. Other he will be very naughty boy. And it will be very hard to control him. That is why I want to punish him. Sakhis brought one rope from Yashoda house, and Yashoda took it and tried to bind Krishna here. A golden chain was there from before, Yashoda has given. And Krishna, this rich vest, was only
12 fingers
in round. And golden chain was there. She tried by that rope. That rope was about 3-4 yards. She tried. But Krishna, this vest was not completed. It became 2 fingerless. Another rope was brought up. But again, she tightened them and began to bind again 2, not 3 or 4 or 1, only 2. Again a rope was brought and it was added, and it became so long, but it was not completed, 2 fingerless. Thus all the ropes of the Yashoda house were brought and added, but even 2 fingerless. Then Yashoda ordered his sakhis that bring from your own houses. They were clapping and laughing that, Yashoda, you have become mad. Have you become mad? Brahma is not written in his
forehead
that he should be binded, but you are trying. You are seeing that from morning 2-3 hours have been passed and you have not still binded him. You cannot bind, but we are following your orders and bringing ropes from our own houses. And they brought a lot of rope, and all were together
connected.
But even 2 fingers. One round was not completed, even. What is this? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they have told that anyone cannot bind Krishna, never, because he is endless. Though it is seen that Krishna vest is in 12 fingers all round, but whole world, even chit world, and these lakhs and lakhs worlds can be in the vest of Krishna, in the stomach of Krishna. So endless. Though there is no east, west, south, and north, up and down of Krishna. Everything is in Krishna. So how a thing arose in this world can bind Krishna? Never it can. Krishna is endless. So anything. There is nothing to... Krishna is fine of fine. Anur api aniyan, mahato api mahiyan. If there is nothing here, very little point, how you can bind? Can you bind? Infinitive. Anything. You cannot. If it is too big, it cannot be binded. And if very... Krishna can bind any jiva soul. But anyone else cannot bind jiva souls. Even it is so...
Atomic.
So, small. Small of a small. Krishna is in this body, there is mind's body. In that, our soul. In soul, Sakshi Vishnu Tattva. In him, Radha and Krishna. So finer, finer, finer. Anyone cannot bind him. But what happened? Krishna is weeping and thinking that if Mother Yashoda binds me, then my all play will be ruined. I cannot go to play with my
friends
who are waiting just out of door. Who? Madhumangal, Subal, Dam, Sridam, Vasudam, Sto, Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Madhumangal, Subal, all are waiting. All are naked. And they want, and they are looking, and by fear they are not coming here. By the fear of Yashoda. If they are coming and helping Krishna, then Yashoda will chastise all. They are saying that Yashoda is now so angry and grave. If he will go, she will also do the same thing with us. So all are waiting and seeing, looking to Krishna. No? So, but all are waiting for him. Oh, Krishna should come. So I could not play with them. Also some girls. Who are these girls? Very little, little. Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, all are there. They are waiting. Waiting and waiting. Also some cows, all cows are waiting. They are not giving milk. Even their calves are there. They are giving today last legs only.
Hind legs.
Kicking. Not giving milk. Milk is not coming in their orders. Why? If Krishna will come and they will see Krishna, then with vatsalya, love and affection, this milk will come. All cows are crying, doing hamba, hamba, hamba for Krishna. I cannot go to Brahmandghat to play. Once Krishna was playing with boys, in Brahmandghat. You know where is Brahmandghat in Kokul? Where Nanda Baba used to take bath. So at that day, all the boys, naked boys were there, assembled and playing here and there. But at once, their playing was stopped and all were clapping and laughing, singing towards Krishna like this. Krishna could not understand why they are laughing. At once he asked Madhumangal, Madhumangal, why all are laughing, you are also laughing? Oh, there is a thing. The thing is that Nanda Baba is so
fair complexion,
like golden complexion. And Yashoda is so beautiful, marvelous, very golden complexion. But we see that you are black. How you came from them? It is absurd. So it seems that you are not son of Yashoda and Nanda. You are son of another and black persons. And so they have yielded you, given birth, but they were not in a stage to support you and nourish you. So they kept in a hole of a tetul tree,
tamarind
tree. And you were at that time weeping bitterly. So Nand Baba was coming to take bath in Jamuna. And out of his mercy, he took you and gave in the lap of Yashoda. Really, you are not son. Then Krishna began to weep loudly. And he went straight to Yashoda. And he began to roll down on the earth. Yashoda wanted to pacify, but she is not hearing anything. Forcibly, Yashoda took him in his lap, but he began to slip from there and very bitterly weeping. At last, anyhow, Yashoda told that, you should say the reason why you are so much weeping. Then Krishna told that, all boys are telling that you are not son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So I am weeping. I want to go to my real father and mother, where they are, because you are not my real father. Who told you? Oh, all the boys are clapping and telling. Also, Baladev is supporting in their group. Then Yashoda told that I am taking oath of my deities, my Shalagram Shila. I cannot speak lie. You are my son. Surely my son. Then Krishna was. So all Krishna was playing like this. So he was very fond of playing. He is thinking that if Yashoda Maya will bind me, I cannot go to play. So she should not buy. At once, Yogmaya in his body, he thought that I should serve my Prabhu, opulent Shakti, power. At once, she came in the body of Krishna. Though the body was not
expand.
Fatter.
Expanding.
But yet, and the rope was going longer and longer. But yet, two angles, fingers, lace. This is what? One finger is that I will bind Krishna, I will control Krishna, I will take darshan of Krishna, I will have mercy of Krishna. And we are doing practices, bhakti practices. But very sudurlabh, rare to bind Krishna. We cannot control Krishna, we cannot see Krishna with our efforts and sadhan and bhajan. But without also these, we cannot do anything. When the mercy of Krishna will come and add with these, when Krishna will see that, oh, this person, devotee, is doing so much effort for me and he is now tired, seeing his labor and all these things, he will be merciful. Then his mercy plus his practice both will do at a time and Krishna can be seen. We can have real bhakti, otherwise not. He will be controlled, otherwise not. So here Yashoda was practicing, a sadhaki practicing to have the darshan of Krishna. But when Krishna mercy will come to see that, oh, he is hungry. He is doing so much austerities and he is striving for me. He is so much suffering for me. Like Rupa Sanatan, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gan Nati Bhikala Avasani Kridau,
निद्राहार आहार विहार विजितौ
तत्पन्तदिनौ
राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मृते मधुरमानन्देन सम्मोहितौ लाइक रूप सनातन ऑलवेज वीपिंग हियर एंड देयर नॉट टेकिंग एनीथिंग ड्राई क्रम्स नो नो टेकिंग
चिक्पीस
ड्राई sometimes never whole night waking no sleep at all always weeping oh radhike fair you are oh lalite fair you are oh krishna fair you are be merciful always weeping so when we see that we become hopeless we cannot do like this so krishna will be so much merciful seeing these things one sanatan goswami was taking giving parikrama of govardhan he has become now old it was so hot midday very hot all whole soil were
boiling
and sanatan das goswami was doing parikrama he could not bear at one place he became faint then krishna and baldam both came and baldev did some shit from his
clothes
what chadar and krishna put his very soft and fragrant sweet hand on the head of sanatan goswami At once, he looked and saw that, oh, beautiful Krishna and Baldev are there. And he began to weep. Krishna told, oh, Sanatan, I cannot bear this, that in this old age, and you are doing parikrama in very hot day, daily, I cannot bear. So I am giving you this little sila with my footprint and cows, footprints and with bansi and take it and do parikrama only this you will have the fruit of doing parikrama to all Govardhan so if you are trying so much you have observed in bhakti in such a way that you have forget when to take eat or when to sleep everything you are forget and you can give up anything for Krishna and then you will be akhil krishna krishnarthe akhil chesta parayan and krishnarthe akhil bhog tyag when we will be detached from worldly all these things and do anything for the benefit of krishna then krishna may come otherwise not so both thing be there or practices what rup goswami and other goswami has said and also the mercy both because only sadhan will not do and only mercy will not do like krishna has mercy you have fallen down on a well in a well anyone is getting rope that you should take it and I will
pull you out
but he is not
just hold the rope
not catching the soul thus he will not come So this rope is Krishna mercy, and to catch hold is our practice. Both should be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has showed like this. So both is needed. Only not that we are practicing, and Krishna is bound to give his darshan and give to his prem. Not think like. Now you should. So that was binding, but he could not do. Only two fingers. He promised that I will bind Krishna. He has come from Om. Why I should not bind? I must bind. Sweats were coming. Face became sometimes reddish. And all the gopis were laughing and clapping. You cannot bind. Yashoda
began to pray his Thakurji, O Thakurji, why I cannot bind my boy? You should be merciful. Otherwise, what my sakhis will
they will laugh.
So be merciful. And he took shelter. Who was Shaligram? His one child was Shaligram, is a part of a manifestation of Krishna. So Krishna became merciful. At once Kripa Shakti came. Is supreme Shakti or power of Krishna. When there is no Kripa Shakti means?
Mercy potency.
Like Vatsalya or anything. If it is not there, then so much opulence is there. But if these mercies are there, then any devotee will not feel so much opulence in Krishna. And they will friendly serve Krishna, make happy and play with Krishna. So in Braj, opulence always very far away, especially when gopis will be there. No opulence. Opulence will be hidden away. So here, when Kripa Shakti came in Krishna, he became merciful. At once, Yogmaya with opulence vanished from there. And Krishna was binded only by one
bread rope
of Yashoda. And he binded at once. Krishna became himself, he was in binding. Kripaya sitswa bandhane. Deshtva parishnamam Krishna, kripaya asit svabandhane. This mercy was so in Krishna that he became full of mercy and all opulence and everything Yogmaya went away. So, if you are trying like Yashoda and also offering himself, yourself, in the lotus feet of Krishna, Gurudev, first to Gurudev, and after that, in the lotus feet of Krishna, then this rare bhakti may come, and Krishna will be controlled. Otherwise not. So, we should try to be like this, always chanting, remembering. There are in this world so many problems. From beginning of boyhood up to death, we should not be quietly absorbed in to
remove the problems
only. We should think that what is the root of all the problems? What is the root of all problems?
We
have forgotten Krishna. So if this is solved, then all problems will quickly solve. And if you are engaged always in 100 and 1,000 and lakhs birth, to revive only
problems,
more problems will come. More problems will come. So this is not process. Very easy process to remind Krishna. Who has made all these problems? Who is the root cause? We ourselves. There is no anyone guilty for that. We should not make envy to anyone for these problems. You should note that we have made all problems. Anyone other is not responsible for that. We are only
responsible.
So don't try to hate anyone, to have any malice against them. And try to take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, always chanting, remember. And you will see that very quickly all problems will go. Otherwise, never it will go by any worldly arrangements or any management. It will never go. So, all are telling me that this is my problem,
this is my problem, this is my problem. But I know that only that root of all the problems is one that we have forgotten, and we are not reminding, chanting, remembering and offering ourselves to the Lord Father Krishna, like Draupadi, like Satyabhama, like Rukmini, like Kunti, like Gopis. So we should try to follow them. And we should see that quickly all problems will go and Krishna will also be controlled. When Krishna was controlled and Yashoda binded, she thought that I have binded back to, but actually Krishna was himself
came in bondage.
He took the binding.
Allowed himself to be bound.
He
placed himself in bondage.
Himself he was. Accepted the binding. He accepted binding. So, we should try like that. Never be hopeless. Never. Like Yashoda never became hopeless. You should not be hopeless. You should not doubt in the power of Gurudev, in the power of Krishna, in power of Srimati Radhika, in the power of Bhakti. These silly persons making so much offenses in the lotus of Bhakti, they may have so much doubts. You should be always be careful of that associations where their doubts are. All these asras are calling very soundly that sandehatma vinashyati. So don't be hopeless. Doing only one day, two day, three day, four, 5 years, and even in hundreds and thousand life, if pure bhakti is coming, it is very soon. So you should not be hopeless. Always be hopeful. That asa bandha samutkantha, that we will surely in this very
lifetime,
we will realize bhakti and we will take darshan of Krishna. Otherwise, problems will come. Yashoda tightened Krishna very easily then. There are so much to explain, but I have no time because tomorrow we will go from here. So I want to...
In afternoon there is a class tomorrow.
I want to speak something more. You can speak and then I will again. Yashoda binded Krishna with mortar and he went to again chanting. But now she was so unhappy, always remembering, weeping Krishna. And so by heart she was weeping, always. She could not chant, always absorbed in Krishna. In the meantime, when boys playing outside of the door, waiting for Krishna, they saw that Yashoda has gone to chant, and they peep like this, and then they came laughing, joking, clapping, and telling Krishna like this, what became? And they are clapping. When they were laughing, Krishna began to laugh. But sign of tears, with black tears, here and there, was there. But Krishna now was playing with them, happy. They were laughing, he was also laughing. And they were cutting so many jokes. Then they told that Krishna, may we untie this rope? Krishna, yeah, why not? You should do. So first came Madhumangal, keeping all aside that I will do. All very eager. Oh, I will do, but anyhow, Madhumangal He kept all aside and he took the rope to untie, but he could not untie. Then Subal Siddham all came
one after another.
But I think that the rope became more and more. They were tightening, but not untightening. Anyone could not untie. How can it be untied? Dasya cannot untie the rope of Vatsalya. Sakya cannot do. Only Vatsalya can untie. Nandrava can untie. Or Yashoda herself. Anyone cannot. Or if Srimati Radhika will come and he will look after that rope and it will be, he will have not to do anything. Only, see rope and art ones. So, they could not untie. Then they proposed that we should go out of home and we should play there. Krishna thought, he remembered something. That so many long time before, Narada was going to Kailash, and at that time, Narada saw that the son of Kuber, what name?
Nalkumar
and Manigriber, were playing with naked girls in a pond. They have drunk so much. They have drunk. And he, Jamalarjun, and both were like trees. No shame, nothing. And Narada at once came. The path was nearby. He was passing through. The two persons, becoming so nirlajya, shameless, they wanted to play more and enjoy more, but all the girls became shy and they came out of water and took their clothes and folded their hands. They began to pray Narada Rishi from far away. But these two persons, mad in intoxication, then never cared for Narada, and they were chastising all the girls to come at once. Why they are fearing from this old person,
saintly person.
He is like an wood, dry wood. So he was, they both were, abusing the girls. Narada saw that, he is my friend's son. And also my friend Shankar, and his associate is Kuber. I am very good friend with Kuber, but these sons, being the son of very good bhakta like Kuber, and so rich, but they have become so
degraded,
I should be merciful to them. He told that, I should make you very good devotee, but not like this. I should operate you, and I will take very forcibly your bad things. So I must operate. There are four things which are opposite for bhakti, and anyone cannot come if they are all engaged in four things. What are that? Dyutam, panam, istriyam, shuna, jatra, chaturvida, these. And also a gold.
Janma
sarja suta sivhi edhamana manapuna. What are that? Janma, to be in a very aristocratic family. To be very learned, to be very beautiful, whether male or female.
Too much oil.
and too much wealthy. If animals so beautiful, they cannot have belief in Krishna. They will want to control whole world and lusty peoples. And they will gather all these things. They cannot go towards Krishna. Those who are so much learned persons, oh, I'm master of all. All are giving praise to me. Why should I believe in
God
who is unreal? I cannot believe. Those who are
Come from a respectable family.
Oh, I have told.
Wealthy.
And wealthy. If anyone is wealthy, very, very blackish, very ugly, teeth are like this, but yet he can collect so much beautiful ladies by help of wealth. He can make servants all learned persons by wealth. We see in India, so much wealthy Agrawal, that is Marwadi, not business learned, only businessmen, and they keep so many beautiful ladies, their writers and
secretary.
And so many learned persons, but of rusticated family, they make them servant and pay something, though they are ugly. So, where is wealth? All fours are there. So, if these four are there, or any of them is there, then it is very hard to come in bhakti line. They have four, these very rusticated family like
Kuber.
Very rich. His world, who is the most rich, richest person in the whole world forever. And he is so learned. They are all also learned. But drinking, merry, doing merry and all these things. Forgetting Krishna. So I will take this human shape and I will make them tree. And then they will always be standing in sun hot, so much severe cold. Some will cut their hands and no water giving, and thus they will realize. So he cautioned them that you should be tree. Then they began to weep. Oh, we are son of your friend, Kuber. Be merciful to us. We are now going to be tree and we are realizing that we are becoming tree, like tree. Sense is going on. So be merciful. Then Narada told that don't fear. I will send you to Braja. There will be tree and new future. Krishna will come and he will be merciful and he will touch you and you will be again
liberated.
And you will be then associates of Krishna. So Krishna remembered that my devotee Narada has promised this. I will have to fulfill. That is why he was in a tendency that I should this time I should be merciful to them and have to touch so that they should be liberated. And they should be my associates. So fulfill the desire of Narada. Krishna took in that mortar behind him and all boys were
pushing.
At last they came at the door. Just in front of door there was two trees. Who were there?
Malinibos,
son of Nalkubar. Nalkubar and Manigri. For thousands of years past, they were so much now realizing that we have done so much bad things that Narada has given a scorch like this. Krishna came. The tree were standing like this. There was a very narrow
passage.
Pass. Krishna passed, but Grindel was, Mortar was in this side and Krishna was in that side. Krishna did not touch trees. Only the rope was tightened with, connected with mortar, and mortar was touched by tree. So Krishna mercy, power came through rope to Grindel and from Grindel to mortar to both tree, and trees at once
uprooted
and fell down. They did not come like this. So Krishna was saved. All the boys who were following Krishna were saved. And it was very dangerous sound.
Tremendous
sound. All breath became to shake. Nanda Baba heard from Brahmanda Ghat, he was taking bath. Jasoda was churning, but not with mind and heart. She also heard. All the Brajavasi heard. All gathered there, at once running towards Krishna. When Nanda Baba came, Krishna saw from a very big distance that my Baba is coming. Up till now he was clapping, he was so happy, he was laughing with boys, but now when he saw his father, at once he remembered that Yashoda was tightened and he was trying to beat me. So he began to weep again. Again the river which was dried, again a current came, a flow came, and he was doing like this. Nanda Baba came, "What is the matter? Who has binded you? Who has binded you?" Krishna was weeping. Nanda Baba took Krishna in his lap and very easily untied the rope. And he gave from his pocket a laddu to Krishna. Krishna took, but he could not take because he was
serving.
So here Nanda Baba told that, "Tell in my ear, who has done? Who has tightened you?" Krishna is looking here and there, whether his mother is near or not. He should not listen. He saw that mother is so far away, and he has become like a statue. No life, nothing, not breathing even. If the trees has fallen on him, what happened? I cannot, so he was not even in life. He has become like a dry wood, a statue. At that time Nanda Baba told, "Who has bandaged you?" Krishna told, in breathing very long, that Maya has tightened me. Oh mother, he became at once some furious grave. Mother, he so
cruel-hearted.
She was never like this. Oh, I will punish her. I will punish her like this. Then Krishna
catch hold his
hand. Oh, who untied your rope? You. Who has given laddu to you? You. And who untied your rope? You. Who has banded you? Then Krishna, weeping, "Mother, you should not go to mother. Always be with me." Yes? Yes. Then he took Krishna and Baldev both in his shoulders and went to Brahmanda Ghat. He took bath. It became
afternoon
and very nearer to
sunset.
Krishna went to his house. But today nothing was cooked. Yashoda was like a statue. She has no sense. And Rani Maya was also gone to anywhere. And now he has returned. And she saw. And she wanted to pacify Yashoda and Nanda Baba also. And to everything. What? Regularize all these things. So there was no cooking, no preparation, nothing. So Nanda Baba came
And he took Krishna and Baldev to cows, and he milked cows in the mouth of Krishna. And happily that stomach was fulfilled. And he gave misri means sugar candy in their mouths. Now they are satisfied. He took nothing. In the evening, he was sitting there with Krishna and Baldev. Rohini Maya and the wife of Upananda and all the older and senior ladies, like mothers, were there. They came to Nanda Baba and Krishna, taking Baldev with them. And they told Baldev that pull on Krishna and take it with us, and we will give Krishna in the lap of Yashoda. Otherwise, Yashoda, in a moment, he will die. So Baldev wanted to pull Krishna, and he went and he catch hold of Krishna. But Krishna was so much now strong that Baldev did something, and Baldev Prabhu pushed away. Then Baldev was saying, oh, he is so much stronger than me. Then again, Upananda wife and Rohini Maya came to Krishna and told, we want that you should come with us and come to Yashoda Maya. He told, I will not go. Where you will be? In the lap of my father. Who will give you something to eat? My father will give. With whom you will sleep? I will sleep with my father. Or to whom you will play? With Baldev Dau Bhaiya. Will you not go? Never. Then Rohini Maya told, if Yashoda Maya dies, then what? And Krishna, when saw that if my mother will die, then he became weep again, mother, mother, and did hands like this. Mother, 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 mother. Nandava began to weep. All the mothers began to weep. Baldev also began to weep. And he went easily in the lap of Rohini Maya. And Rohini Maya, weeping, took Krishna, where Yashoda Maya now was like a lifeless, like oat. And she gave in the lap of Yashoda Maya. Now Yashoda Maya, having Krishna in her lap, he began to weep so loudly, like cows for their calves. After some time, some subsided. Then Rohini Maya at once prepared everything, not everything, but in a very short thing. Brief, something. And then Nand Baba was called. Nand Baba came. He took Krishna and Baldev in his laps. And he began to give first in Baldev Prabhu mouth. Krishna was in his left and Baldev Prabhu was in right, taking them. And from right hand, something taking to Baldev, something to Krishna, and some after when they were satisfied, he took something and he kept knowingly some remnant. For whom?
Yashoda.
Yashoda was weeping bitterly. Now, when she was not taking, all were requesting Yashoda to take some remnant, but she was not taking. Then Nanda Baba told to Krishna and Baldev, go at once and pull up your mother and bring him here. Then Krishna went there, and Baldev also. And weeping mother Yashoda, they were dragging, pulling Yashoda Maya by her well. And quickly she had to come. And then she again gave something in the mouth of Krishna and Baldev. Then Nanda Baba went outside, and then Yashoda taking some remnant after satisfying Krishna and Baldev. So this Vatsal Ras was renewed by in this way.
So Krishna sometimes makes problems to renew their love and affection. This is pastimes of Krishna. If anyone remembers these pastimes, Krishna will come with his whole power, with all power in the devotee's heart. And quickly he will remember all the anaths, and prema bhakti will come easily. And we should learn something from Yashoda, that only practice, you only do, not do. The mercy should be there. Mercy of Krishna or mercy of devotees. These mercies are of also two kinds. So mercy of Krishna and mercy of devotees. What is the mercy? Oh, Krishna will tell that you have prema bhakti. Or he will make you